And now this is a dictation for David Gears, G-A-R-E-S, July 23, 1947. Address as a letter to Saginaw VA, 321-4085. Dear Sirs at Saginaw VA, a follow-up for Mr. Garris, who has right-side nephrectomy, partial left-side nephrectomy, clear cell renal cancer, metastatic, follows oncology, Carmano Brothers here in Mount Pleasant, documented lung metastasis, T12 compression fracture. Since the last visit in June, immunotherapy was discontinued, apparently was causing autoimmune inflammatory changes on pituitary gland. Immunotherapy was discontinued. He received for a period of time steroids. Headaches improve. As far as wife understands, the metastatic lesions were stable or improving. Presently, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, has frequency urgency and some degree of incontinence. He cannot tell me if Valium is increased or normal. He has chronic dyspnea, uses inhalers, no purulent material hemoptysis, also CPAP machine, denied chest pain. Coming to the hospital, was very weak, like fainting. Other review system, negative. Medication list review, it shows dexamethasone, but he cannot tell me if he is still taking it or not. Narcotics, inhalers, blood pressure losartan, and propranolol. Next paragraph, blood pressure was quite low, 60 over 40, right and left. A little bit lethargic, but answering questions. COPD abnormalities, but no localized rhalwises, no gross arrhythmia, no abdominal tenderness or ascites, 2 plus edema. Next paragraph, blood test, November, this is from the emergency room. Evaluated because of unsteadiness. At that time, creatinine was 1.2, baseline is 1.4. Sodium, potassium, acid base was normal. Albumin, calcium, normal. Liver function test, not elevated. GFR was reported more than 60. Trulipralis, upper 50s, lower 60s. Minimal anemia. Next paragraph, I reviewed the emergency room. Note, at that time, blood pressure was 118.77. A CT scan of the head was done, no acute process. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient comes with low blood pressure, symptomatic, no documented gastrointestinal upper or lower losses or bleeding. He does have within the last few months a diagnosis of side effects of immunotherapy. Sounds like autoimmune inflammatory changes of the pituitary gland. I do not have records about it. Blood pressure, low blood pressure needs to be assessed. Concerned for any hormonal insufficiency given a birth history. At the same time, alternative diagnosis needs to be ruled out. From the renal standpoint, appears to be stable and there is no indication for dialysis. As indicated above, no major anemia and electrolyte acid base nutritional calcium was normal. Patient and wife agreeable to go to the emergency room. We call emergency room to notify about the present issues. Of course, blood pressure medication needs to be placed on hold, but he needs more aggressive evaluation right now. Police discussed at length, this was a prolonged visit, end of dictation.